Good morning. In the wake of the storm that brought a couple of inches of snow across the region yesterday morning, strong, gusty winds throughout the day yesterday drove in much colder air. That set the stage for the next Alberta Clipper, which is currently sweeping through interior New York and New England, and during the overnight period, snow moved back into the region. Most everyone is waking up to a general light snow this morning, with as much as 1, perhaps 2 inches of snow already on the ground, and another inch or two of snow certainly possible as we go through the morning and into the early part of the afternoon. This is a fast-moving system, so it looks like by lunchtime and certainly afterwards, the steadiest precipitation will wind down. And with the high sun angle, despite cloud cover, temperatures will begin to climb and will make it into the mid-30s by early to mid-afternoon. That will cause some melting, and any leftover precipitation will fall in the form of scattered light rain and snow showers. Clouds will stick around this evening, then skies will clear out tonight as temperatures dip back into the teens for overnight lows. This will set us up for a sunny but dry day tomorrow, and also a cold one with high pressure in control only in the lower to mid-30s. With the breeze, it'll feel colder than that. Dry weather will hold into the first part of the day Wednesday with some sunshine, although clouds will move in as the next disturbance heads our way from the middle of the country. High temperatures will push into the lower 40s out ahead of the system on Wednesday, even as clouds build. That next storm will organize in the Ohio Valley and head through the region on Thursday with cloudy skies and a good chance of rain. We'll be on the milder side of this system as temperatures push into the lower 50s. Rain will change to snow showers behind the system as it cools down once again on Friday into the lower 40s, and it looks like we'll spend next weekend on the chilly side as well, with high temperatures only in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, rain and snow are expected from the Pacific Northwest to the northern Intermountain West today as a cold front passes through the region. Warm weather will allow rain to fall initially out ahead of the cold front across the west, and a few thunderstorms are even possible. As the front passes, though, snow levels will decrease by late this afternoon, and rain will gradually change to snow for many locations by tonight. The system will move into the central and northern plains late tonight, with precipitation reaching the upper Midwest by tomorrow morning. Wintry precipitation will fall tomorrow from portions of the upper Midwest to the upper Great Lakes. With the system moving through, a high wind watch has been issued for the northern Rockies for wind gusts perhaps reaching as high as 70 miles per hour. And behind this storm here in the east, unseasonably cold air will move back into the region. Freeze watches and warnings have been issued for the next couple of nights for the Ohio Valley and mid-Atlantic states. At Mount Washington this morning, 10 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 9 degrees, the dew point 4, 80% relative humidity, and the wind right now is calm. At Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 36 below zero. And in Albany on the hour, light snow, 24 degrees, 2.5 miles visibility, the dew point 20, 84% relative humidity, and east wind at 5 miles per hour. And the barometer at 29.99 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 1 at Marquette, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain in the lower 50s. Boston, snow, 2 to 4 inches in the lower 30s. And in Buffalo, light snow and or freezing drizzle with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 38 degrees, the low 24. The average temperature, 31. That's 12 degrees below normal. Snowfall not measured at the airport yesterday. We'll see if we can get a report a little bit later today. So we still stand at 10.5 inches for the season, and that's 47.8 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees. The average low, 33. The record high, 79, set in 1950, and the record low, 14, in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 6:31 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:25 p.m. 11 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with light snow as one heads closer to Lake George. Drier weather toward the Canadian border. Highs in the lower 30s. Clearing tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with light snow this morning and a few rain showers this afternoon with highs around 40 degrees. Evening clouds then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with light snow this morning and snow showers this afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. Clouds this evening then clearing overnight tonight with lows back into the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy skies with light snow through the morning and snow and rain showers this afternoon with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Clouds this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the middle and upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with snow this morning and some rain and snow showers this afternoon with high temperatures in the mid-30s. Clouds breaking up, clearing skies overnight tonight with lows back into the teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday, lower 40s. Lower 50s on Thursday with clouds and rain likely. A few rain and snow showers Friday, breezy, colder, lower 40s. Upper 30s with a few snow showers Saturday, and back to the lower 40s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.